The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Now I'm going to go to the phones because a group of Dublin City University researchers are examining the role that Dublin parks have had for all of us, adults, children, teenagers, during the past year. And they want to hear from you in DCU. Carol Barron is Assistant Professor at DCU's School of Nursing. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Oliver.
And parks have become a whole universe to many of us, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, they're a fantastic public resource. And they never closed during any of the lockdowns. They all stayed open.
Yeah.
And we're looking particularly at Dublin parks. But they're also a real intergenerational space. You know, they're used by young and old. But it doesn't mean that their needs and why they're going to the parks are the same if you're 15 or if you're 65. So myself and my colleague, Dr. Marcus Diaz, we have an online survey and we want to find out what do parks serve for all Dubliners during the pandemic.
And what have you found so far? I mean, how are the different needs and wants met for different age groups in a park?
Yeah. Well, people go for lots of different reasons. You know, they want to walk the dog, take the children to the playground, to get some exercise, to get out of the house. So there's lots of different reasons. Older people 65 plus might want more park benches, but so do the teenagers because they want to sit there and talk with their friends as well. So sometimes the needs are the same. There's only particularly the younger groups who like the exercise equipment, but nearly everybody likes it for the walks and for the nature. So there's a lot of similarities but differences between people.
And what do you think this research will achieve? What's the point of it all?
Well, the point of it is to identify what it does for people, what the park does for everybody in Dublin of all ages. So a lot of people are saying it's nearly as important for their mental health as for their physical health.
Yes.
It's not just a place to go and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're working with Dublin City Council, so hopefully we'll be able to input into their next plan and they can focus their resources on parks on what all citizens need of all ages.
So if you're sitting there and sometimes you go into the park and you go, oh, why didn't it do that? And why isn't there this thing here? This is exactly the place to go, isn't it, your survey?
This is your chance to air your views, why you go to the park, what it does for you and what you would like for the future.
dcu.ie/park survey. What kind of things do you think people want in their park that may not be there at the moment?
Well, a lot of people want to keep what is there, like the nature.
Yeah.
Some people are looking for more things like rubbish bins, believe it or not, are very popular. They
right.
want more bins.
Yeah, you can never have
toilets,
enough bins.
Never have enough bins. A lot of people looking for more toilets, particularly if they have young children or they're older or they want to stay longer in parks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had the predicament myself. You've gone for your walk and you need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And so there aren't really enough toilets. And I suppose it costs everything to keep these maintained. And
It is a maintenance. But simple things, looking for more lighting. You know, the parks may be perfect as they are, but they just like them lit up a bit more.
Make them
or more seating areas or perhaps picnic benches.
Yeah.
And it varies from park to park.
Because a lot of parks, some of the disappointing things, sometimes I'm in the city, you go for a stroll and it gets into the autumn, winter months and they're just closed, the gate is locked there and you feel, oh.
Yeah.
That must be a thing.
Yeah, it is. And should they be open longer? Should they be open longer on certain days? What days of the week do people use the parks? I mean, normally, before the pandemic, it was Saturday and Sunday, but our research is showing now that people are going nearly the same amount every day of the week. So there's a massive increase in our usage of parks.
Yes. And there are loads of bandstands which are there from the Victorian era, in particular in Dublin.
That's right.
And I presume people want to see those just being used for what they were built for.
Yeah. And that's another question we've asked. What would you like to see? Do people want concerts or not? Do people want more activities in parks or not? What would they like moving forward?
So, and actually a text has already come in saying, bins, we need more bins. There isn't a single bin in my local park in Dublin. That's extraordinary, isn't it? Or if you see a bin, it can be overloaded. That can be depressing as well, that it hasn't been emptied on time.
But I think people like the aesthetics of parks as well. They like it to be nice and clean, and it pleases people. Rubbish bins are very common.
Another one says, we need more benches for elderly people, disabled people to rest on. As someone with a disability, I find going to the park hard. If it doesn't have a bench for me to rest on, we are lucky we have such amazing green spaces and are glad that DCU are doing this research. So,
well, that's very good.
And it's dcu.ie/park survey.
That's it, dcu.ie/park survey. And we want to hear from anybody and everybody who uses Dublin Park.
Until when does your survey end?
It's open until next Sunday, the 28th of March.
Until Sunday, brilliant. So get all your suggestions in there, do that survey, and we'll be able to improve them. You're in the School of Nursing, by the way. Just can I ask you just very briefly, what is the mood like in there among student nurses, if you can come across them online or wherever at the moment?
Well, it's very hard for them because they were trying to do their placements, which are educational, and they're working, and then they're trying to study at this. So they're really multitasking, if you like. And there's been some high pressure points over the last year as well. But they're great. They keep going.
Well, we're very grateful for the work that they do, and fair play to you. Thank you very much. It's Carol Barron, for Assistant Professor at DCU's School of Nursing there. And as we say, that survey closes on Sunday. Another text just comes in there. London's many open-air swimming pools. With people going crazy for sea swimming, why not open air pools in parks, says David. Well, the white water rafting thing is causing an unmerciful row at the moment.